bit for Facebook on the Champ. We have some others that do some too, and I've been tweaking on them a little bit. I'm like, okay, no, let's don't say that one. No, that's not a good one. I'm gonna have to take over the Facebook thing. And I don't know if I want to do that, but it was fun though.
You are very, very active on Twitter.
Yes.
From Steen on Sports.
Trying to be. Yeah. I try to, I still, it's, you would think that it would be easy to be, I have no idea how people do it so much. It just gets to the point. I'm like, ah,
I know. And And Matt Nelson, wide right, Natty right.
Oh my gosh,
Natty Light,
Charlotte,
the new one. Seeing everything's going through. Crack me up. My baby is my oldest is going to be 26 here in April, and when he said, you know, she's doing good, eating well, but there's a blowout every hour. I'm thinking, oh, I miss that.
Yes, yeah. I do too. Yes, that is one of those. You know, you get to so. This one is Charlotte, and then he has Margaret, which yes. we got to see enjoy some of the fair.
Yes.
There's nothing better to see young kids.
It's great to see them, experience. And like a great uncle, it's good yeah. to see them go home.
To get to experience foods that they've never done before.
Absolutely. But no, it's with just to the community that the Twitter that we follow, that follow us and things like that. It's fun to see the growth and verbiage that does go on.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. We're trying to grow it every day. So that's what you have to do. To continue to grow even more with this, BetMGM, I'm going to pass that along to you.
BetMGM is an easy one to talk about because all you got to do is download the app, deposit some money, and have some fun. You've got your money line, you've got your over-unders, you've got it's covering the spread, you know, because basketball, you think you know basketball, whether it's NBA or whether it's college ball, but I may or may not have put a little on Iowa State last weekend. And they did phenomenal.
It was a great game.
I did money line on that, and that was a good game.
Was that not a fun game to go to?
That was a lot
what
of fun.
What a fun day. We'll have to talk about that here.
You could have blown me away. I had no idea there were so many watering holes from Ames to Des Moines.
And there is.
Or Urbandale. Yeah, that was a fun day.
We had a good time.
They looked good. Even when times when Iowa State let them come back a little bit, they went back to doing what they needed to do. Shots. What was over 60? 64 and a half, yeah. or 64.7% shooting. It was great.
Now, but, I hope that doesn't end. That's
no, exactly.
All in one game. No.
Let me finish on BetMGM. BetJimmy. There you go. BetMGM is you have to gamble responsibly and only bet what you can afford to lose.
Yes. Okay. So in that vein, you have Iowa, Michigan State tonight. Iowa is a 5.5-point favorite over under 154.5. Go.
I actually got in when it was 6.
Okay.
Okay.
So did you take the points?
I took, gosh, I'm not going to be able to go out for margaritas with my wife tonight, the Hawkeye fan that she is. I took Michigan to cover.
Wow.
I didn't say that Iowa was going to lose, but I think Michigan is going to cover the 6. It's going to be a close game.
I took Iowa to cover, and I took the over. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be like 88, 80, right around in there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It'd be fun.
Well, like I said, I didn't go over, under. I didn't do money line. I went with, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a 3-point. That's why I said I think that Michigan State is going to cover.
Now, the easy way to do that is, hey, I'm such an Iowa fan, and my wife and family are such an Iowa fan, I'm picking Michigan State to help them.
I won last weekend. I'm buying dinner. So, you know,
there you go. That's even better.
I'm a helper.
It is BetMGM from day one of coming back in. So, and I'm getting close. We're right up to, it's been over a year that I've been back. So it was like the 20th, I think.
Your wife posted that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I think she might have. Well, I think you're right.
Yeah.
She did do that.
I did that.
Okay.
I can write it down on this list of things that we need to keep posted.
I know it.
It's like we need a bulletin board. Oh, wait, there is one. Look at that.
It's right there. What else do I have here? We will go. There's just too many things to talk about.
Where do you want to go? You want to go Daytona 500?
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. The Daytona 500 is, you know, here's the crazy thing about NASCAR. they do their biggest race of the year on the first race of the year, which is pretty exciting. Now,
why do you say the biggest race?
Well,
because of crowd, because of size of track.
In regards to advertising and dollars and everything, it is the biggest race of
because everybody
the
knows
year.
It. It's huge as it is. They celebrate a week that everybody knows Daytona.
Is it my favorite race? Absolutely not. No. I love short track racing. I'd rather watch Talladega than Daytona.
I'm a night race at Bristol, dude.
Yeah, I mean that's a great that's
phenomenal.
A bucket.
That is racing.
One. I'd love to go. To be able to see that, but you know, you have a 24-year-old win that
Austin Cindric.
Yep, and so you had him and his teammate were 1-2. Bubba Wallace was 3.
No, Bubba Wallace was 2.
Was he 2?
And oh, I mean, you're talking as
it came around that last lap, and. The way that he talked today, he was on the Maggie and Perloff show before our show today, mm-hmm. and he said, listen, I was there, I had my teammate, and I'm trying to remember who is,
Chase Briscoe?
Chase, yeah, and he was gonna stay there until we got around the corner, and then it was whoever I could block to get me home, which is pretty big stuff for a 24-year-old. I felt bad. Bubba Wallace is like, man, if I'd have made a move a half a second earlier, Bubba Wallace would have won that race. And you think Michael Jordan was happy when he got to the All-Star game? Just think if he'd had a Daytona 500 trophy with him, how happy he would have been. But you saw some of the reasons people hate those kind of races, because you can have one or two guys that are kind of out of control way early and trying to do things they probably shouldn't. And
it's bump draft racing.
Yeah,
and if you do not know how to do that, you're taking out people that shouldn't be taken out, with that bump to get that push, you've got to be aggressive and you got to do it right.
This is the first time I've been intrigued because of the next generation cars. There's not a lot of things that they can do to them to make them different.
Right.
So it depends on who you have driving. And I think that's what NASCAR is all about.
It is interesting, the top five. Are we done?
No.
Oh, okay. I remember that music, but okay. Yeah. But in the top five, 4 out of the 5 cars were Fords.
Yep.
And then Toyota's Bubba drives a Toyota. So with that being said, why can they still call it Ford? Is it motor technology? Is it, they have Ford stickers? That's why? Because, I mean, I know the next generation car is supposed to be a lot the same.
I think you can make some integral changes with how you run your engine stuff, but all your aerodynamics and everything, all your suspension and everything, I'm guessing is all the same. And they make them,
right.
I think they tried to make them not be as fast because that's
right. But
that's
this,
what I
this setup, this super speedway setup is
so
be
different.
Totally different than the two,
I still love watching when, I mean, it's fun to watch that, but here's how almost 90% of the people watch the Daytona 500. They watch the first part, they watch them get introduced, you watch them go around a couple of times, and then go those first 5 to 10 laps, and then you go do whatever you need to do, and you come back and you watch the last 25.
Right.
Well, by the time you do that, you've lost 20 people in crashes because...
Exactly, or unless your phone goes, bling, major crash, or whatever,
I'll flip back over and
watch. I am not going to lie to you. There are certain races that the drone of a NASCAR race is some of the best naps I've ever had in my life.
Exactly.
But, okay, to go down the names in the top 10, you got Bubba Wallace at 2. I'm going with the names that have been around. Eric Armadola was 5th. Kyle Busch was 6th. David Ragan was 8th. Michael McDowell, he was 7th.
He won last year. Same thing, got pushed around.
Brad Keselowski.
Yep.
And Chase Elliott round out the top 10. Now, isn't it interesting to see that those are becoming the veterans? I mean, I remember these guys were babies, but then again, you remember when Jeff Gordon was the rook with that cheesy little
with a 70s cheesy mustache and Dale Earnhardt, like, that's a good kid coming from California.
Exactly.
What's he going to know about?
Exactly.
And he was amazing. The things that I liked the most about it, Tony Stewart in the box talking, awesome.
Yep.
I mean, that's another guy. misunderstood driving because he's just Tony Stewart,
right.
And he wants to win, and he'll do anything he can
to
win.
I think Carl Edwards is doing a phenomenal job in the booth.
Agree, and you know all of them are fun. I was very excited for Jeff Gordon because you know he did that. He did broadcasting for a while, mm-hmm. and I think he liked it. But as soon as Rick Hendricks said, "Hey, listen, I'm getting close to wanting out. Do you want to buy in?" And Jeff Gordon's like, "Hey, if I'm buying in, I'm buying in."
Right.
And now he's the lead of the teams, and it's going to matter. And that's the fun part with a bunch of these guys. You know, you got Jimmy Johnson getting ready to. I mean, he's going to run an F1 car. He's going to run an Indy car, and I mean that's exciting.
Right.
But Jeff Gordon to a bunch of these young kids is, you know, people either hated him or you loved Jeff Gordon.
Oh, absolutely.
There wasn't a lot of middle ground. But the thing with Jeff Gordon that everybody in racing understands is he raced everything. He raced sprint. He worked his way up as an unknown, but as an unknown
Carts
young.
Yeah, exactly.
Young. Now, I have to be a Jeff Gordon fan because of Bumpa. And if you, whenever we, you know, things cool down and you'll come over and we'll do a podcast downstairs in the basement.
There you go.
You'll see the Jeff Gordon.
Oh, I've been to Nana's house. Hi,
the
Nana.
Shrine. I've been, hi, yes, Nana. Love
there,
you, Nana.
There was the shrine of Gordon. Absolutely.
That is, you know, and that is the reason that Bumpa loved him, not because of his NASCAR racing, because of his sprint car racing and all the rest of the things that he did. And then he grew to love him as a NASCAR guy because, you know, and even as much For Bumpa himself, which is so cool that I get to talk about this, he's an IndyCar guy,
right.
But just love Jeff Gordon,
right?
Well, because
Jeff Gordon was an open wheel guy too.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Bumpa was an official for the Indy 500. He went out there for a month every year. I mean, that was his thing. And I would, if I had three daughters at home and Nana, I would have been going to the Indianapolis 500 too.
Also probably know how to fish. But
I knew that when I walked into the house for the first couple of times and Bumpa would be sitting there, Nana would be sitting there, and all you'd hear was, bah! And slam door, slam door, slam door. And they're both looking at me going, run, run, run. But I didn't. And I was the happiest I could ever be. But that's where my love for NASCAR. Now, my parents always took me to places around. We went to the fairgrounds. We went all around.
Yeah.
And we'd sit and, you know, you couldn't take the first three guys and you had to bet. You know, my mom and dad would give me dollars and we'd bet dollars on the race.
Right.
It was the coolest thing ever.
We'd go, let's see, Jefferson, Harlan, yep. Boone.
Boone's one that we spent a lot of time. And my favorite stuff, Indianola, Crazy Eights.
Figure Eights.
Is that what it
is? Like I said, we're doing some sponsorship stuff with Dallas County Fair over in Adel, and they do a phenomenal job on figure eight races, and it is a hoot.
So, big deal. I mean, that was a good race, and the only thing I heard people complaining about, you know, on social media is the lateness. You know, I think before it used to be like 11 or 12 o'clock, they're going, and then they're going through the day.
Right.
It almost went into the NBA All-Star game.
Yes, it did.
So
my big takeaway on the Daytona 500 was, is I love the, and maybe some of the purists don't, they think it's becoming too commercial, but the diversity is massively being put out there. The commercial for the Busch series, you know, the secondary series where I believe there's six top female drivers.
Yep.
I mean, because they're like, we don't have a woman at the top level of NASCAR, and that's going to change, and showed the gals and stuff like that. I mean, it's they understand what NASCAR was for decades. Then there was this massive pinnacle of what was it, the early 2000s or whatever, when I mean everyone was watching NASCAR and everyone had a NASCAR shirt on and things, but that has kind of, you know Newton was built for a reason. It wasn't for open wheels. They used it for it, but it was when we're going to get a NASCAR race. Not a cup. I mean, when do we get a cup race? Not a Busch race over in Newton. Never happened.
Right.
But,
and the sad part about that is NASCAR drivers love Newton.
Drivers, period, love that.
I think in the long run, they come back. I don't know if the top rates will come
back. The cup won't come.
But you'll have others.
Right.
Now, and the other reason was, is that's why they built that airstrip there, too, so NASCAR guys could fly in
and
do their thing.
Rusty Wallace had a really nice plane.
Well, he did have a really nice plane.
And some money in the pot. There,
no, I agree. But
I like to see they're making a lot of positive, let's open this up, let's widen our base, let's NASCAR can be fun.
Right, and it can't be, and that's one of the parts, right? It can't be just throw up the Confederate flag and, hey, we're NASCAR people. It's changed.
Right.
And it had to change.
There is still history in that.
Absolutely, and you have to have the history because it's a history. But what NASCAR has to figure out and the Indy Racing League has to figure out, and the Indy Racing League had it for a while, then lost it, betting and watching these, I'm telling you, I have a 26-year-old. That's all he does is watch F1.
I know.
They bet it. They do it. They go on some video game and race F1 car. I mean, everything. It's crazy, all the stuff they do.
Even before the sports book on our phones here, dude, I mean, to go back to when fantasy football started, you didn't watch one game. You watched all the games.
Right.
And the NFL loved that. So
they
now
did.
You still got fantasy leagues, money involved. You've got DraftKings that did what they were doing. Now you've got how many different, countless, betting establishments on our phones. So now you're watching for your fantasy league. You're watching for your, I did a little parlay for $10. I could win 90 or whatever. I mean, that's just the average guy. There's people out there betting big bucks. And trust Vegas.
$1.9 billion in New York City.
Yeah. The books are loving it.
Oh, good golly, yes. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
You by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Steen on Sports coming your way. Real sports talk for real sports fans on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. It's good to be here. Got Scotty sitting on the other side of me. How you doing, buddy?
Tuesday. I'm doing great.
Tuesday. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13. You can check out the website, 1700thechamp.com. We know that it's down. I sent an email, haven't heard anything back yet, so I don't think anybody's here to be answering, but we'll figure that out and we'll make sure we get that working.
Hopefully someone's listening.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Laser Home Services. If you need anything done with your heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical, give them a call. It is 515-758-7683. You also can go online and look at the same page that I'm looking at, which is laserhomeservices.com, and you can schedule online or you can call. Great customer service up front. That's very important. They're going to get you to the right person and get the right person coming to your home or your business. And what's going to happen after that is you are going to be taken care of like your family. They are going to make sure that whatever wrong, you are going to have a cost outlay put in front of you so you know what the cost is going to be before it's done. They'll take care of the work. They're clean. It's amazing all the things that the service guys do. My service guy was Jerry Maguire. Love Jerry Maguire. And they're well trusted. And I think that is the biggest thing. They've been providing home services to Des Moines, Iowa for 20 years. Give them a call, 515-758-7683, Laser Home Services. Okay, my wife was breaking news, right?
Uh-oh. We're having pork instead of chicken tonight, or what?
No, that's not that kind of news. Let me get through the whole. So we're getting a sweet shot. I don't know what they're going to consider if it's Johnston West. I don't know because of the things.
Are you talking the? It's supposed to be like
it's exactly like Top Golf, except for we don't have a big enough population space for that.
Exactly.
So Sweet Shots is coming in. They are going to have the technology, though, that makes Topgolf. So the knowing where, how far the ball, all that stuff.
All right. When you go south on 35.
Yes.
Past the Jordan, or excuse me, what is it, Mill Civic out there, and you get to the Grand Avenue exit. Grand Avenue exit where you turn and go back west, and it's DMAC and the new sports complex and all that stuff, Microsoft, blah, blah. It's supposed to be the southwest corner of the Grand Avenue exit off of 35 South.
Okay, now that's really interesting. So maybe we're getting something else, because this is what this one says. It says, Sweet Shots in West Des Moines, similar to Top Golf with 60 bays.
Right, that is West Des Moines.
Just announced getting in Johnston right off of I-80 on Merle Hay Road. Oh, no, that's – oh, okay, so take that back.
Okay.
You're right on that one.
Oh.
We're also getting, but just announced getting in Johnston right off I-80 on Merle Hay Road, a place called Bombers. It will have 30 bays plus a 100-room hotel, video arcade, multiple themed bars, and most extensive rooftop bar in the city.
Okay, so they, we're talking two separate things.
Two separate
things. Heard Sweet. What did you say? Sweet?
My Sweet Shot
Sweet
is
Shot.
What's going in West Des Moines, where you
right.
said, yes.
Will be a Top Golf format because it's a smaller version. They get the technology.
Yep, they get the technology.
I had not heard of Bombers.
But so they're doing that.
You call it Bombers or Bomblers?
It's the Bomblers. No, it's Bombers.
Oh, seriously, I didn't know what you said
no,
there.
Bombers.
That was a very select name if it was
and that,
that
is,
so.
Some people said the same thing that you were saying, the Sweet Shots out in that area right now. It's kind of not an eyesore, but it's just not.
It's an unused area.
Right. And what a area to, and traffic. It can handle a ton of traffic.
And what they've done with that grand, because it's on, it'd be the south side of Glen Oaks where they were the, you know, the south entrances to there. They put a massive amount of work into that because they knew what's going on in the Boonville Road area. I mean, there's you've got Des Moines University going out there.
Right.
There is, so for them to start that corner there, the southwest corner is where I heard the Sweet Shots. But originally when Bass Pro first came in to the Des Moines Metro, the southeast corner was supposed to be a Cabela's up on top of that hill to overlook the river. I mean, it was supposed to be massive, but then the whole Bass Pro and Cabela's became the same thing.
Right. When, so you didn't, when they, you, right. So you didn't
so
get both.
That, you didn't get both.
Which was a good.
Plus the 2006, 2007, 2008 happened and things went, wait, no, we're good.
Yeah, we're all good. So that's awesome.
That's awesome. That's going to be some big things coming our way.
Iowa plays.
I'm sorry, just real quick. I'm thinking remote.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right.
Iowa plays Michigan State tonight.
Yes.
It's Luca Garza night.
Yes, it is.
So that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
You know, it was.
I hadn't heard. Is he going to be there? Or
yes, he was there because he was at the women's game last night.
Very nice.
Yeah. So women with another big win last night against Indiana. That's two wins. How would you like that? This is how they scheduled the Big Ten. You played them on Friday and you played the, no, you played them on Saturday and then you play them again on Monday. So you played them in Iowa City on Saturday and then you played them on Monday in Indiana.
Right, but there's a lot of that going on throughout both men's and women's because of COVID games that they have to get in to make sure so that they have actual tournament rankings, blah, blah, blah.
Yep. So
quad one, quad two, quad three, blah, blah, blah.
It is a blah, blah, blah. And okay. And I'm going to spend a long time on that tomorrow because I started going through some of that stuff.
Wait, so
it
you are on tomorrow? I thought you were off tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Excuse me. Yes. Thursday to me is the next time I'll
next
be in
tomorrow.
Here. Not tomorrow. Yes, okay. I'm off tomorrow because of you and I.
So you're tipping your hand, telling me what we're talking about on Thursday, too, so I can actually prepare?
I did. Dang it!
You are losing it.
I am. No, I want to have a conversation with you and work my way through. Because I still don't understand how, with net rankings and all that, this has absolutely nothing. If I just said two schools and don't tell you who the two schools are,
right.
You could look at resumes and stuff, and then you have to explain to me
why
right. Because you can't explain it, and I don't understand, and that's
this one's supposed to be a 9 seed and their best possibly be 11, but like they did this and so, no
yeah and it okay. Sounds like a bunch of shenanigans, and I don't like shenanigans.
Well, it's matchups.
It is.
You know what?
True.
We'll talk about that Thursday.
We will.
So let's
where do you want to go?
I want to talk about this wager over dinner
we did have a wager
on the
I'm glad you wrote it down, because see, that's the thing. and not that everybody's listening, but if I leave a piece of paper in here that says, please save, don't throw it away.
Well,
didn't throw it away.
I don't leave anything here. But so our format was we had the list of players in the NBA All-Star Game, and we did a draft, and your middle son, Andrew,
helped you
pick my team. I was told I was too center heavy with my team. Your first pick was, I think you went with Giannis, but you also did. We left Steph Curry out there.
You chose three people before
and you chose Steph Curry. So you had Giannis and you had Steph Curry, you know, with Steph getting 50 points, Giannis getting 30 points. So it's not like you picked one team, I picked one team. It wasn't LeBron against, I just went blank.
Durant. And we left those two off because they were the pickies, even though LeBron had, what did he have,
24 points.
So he had 24.
But with that being said, so we each drafted our own team, and we were taking total points of said person's team, and then the loser buys the other wife, you're buying my wife and I dinner.
And
because I ended up scoring 155, you had 134. LeBron was not picked on a team, which he should have been because you had less players than I did.
Yeah. But that's fine.
But then the other thing was...
I just wanted to go out to dinner.
I know. But the other one we didn't even think about, we were talking about James Harden. We knew James Harden was going to play.
Right.
And then Jared Allen came in on that one.
And even if I'd have taken Jared Allen, we would have... You still would have won.
Chris Paul, you didn't get anything off. Donovan Mitchell, you didn't get anything off that. But you did get 50 out of Curry, and you got 30 out of Giannis. But let's see, Joel Embiid on my team, 36, did well. LaMelo Ball, 18, Devin Booker, 20. So with that being said, it's obvious once you hand the list to me that you actually made that I have more names on my team. So odds are I'm good. So I was originally going to say we'll still, go out to dinner, but this has to be an asterisk. No, this is your list. You made your buying dinner.
No, so. That's fine. I'm all for it. I told you that.
Well, we're big fans of Splash, so I hope you get it. I hope you get a hell of an allowance. So, all right. So, leading from that, the specialty things of All Star Weekend, the 3-point shooting contest,
loved it.
To Carl Anthony Towns, the whole big man scenario, pointing at Shaq saying, "I don't care what Vegas said, I'm the man, I'm the best," all these different things, and. But, what was it? Trae Young and then Luke Kennard. That was a fun final. It was a fun final. The fact that Carl Anthony got the 29 points to beat the 28, I got myself watching it.
And it was fun. That was the best thing to watch of the whole weekend because the All-Star game wasn't as much fun to watch either.
As he was shooting. Carl Anthony, I actually stood up in the basement and said, "Come on, big man." And my wife looked at me like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, well, it's exciting. So I tried to watch the slam dunk competition. It lost my interest quickly.
Yeah. That's difficult to do because you've seen everybody do it.
Right, exactly.
And you have some guys, they're sitting there watching it. I mean, you had Dominic Wilkins and Michael Jordan and people.
Right.
They're like, yeah, like, no.
Right. Well, and it's like, oh, you left from the free throw line. Hey,
you've seen that?
Yeah,
done
exactly.
That.
I mean, it's so I didn't, and Twitter was
not kind.
Not kind either.
Social media did not like part.
But, hey, that is social media's place in our lives is to, not have repercussions and say your mind, right?
Yeah. The greatest thing of all of that was to see where Steph was shooting 3-pointers at, not during the 3-point shooting contest, but during the game.
Oh, and that's, like I said, there was certain things that held my interest, and it was Daytona was done, and like, oh, this. And I literally watched it for 3 minutes, and like, I need to change the laundry because it was rebound, take a step, pass to the corner, 3-point, rebound, take a step, pass to the corner, 3-point. I mean, I was just like, okay.
Bad. It's probably outlived. It's just nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to, at least they all go. That's the problem I had a couple of years ago and when they tried to, so they had to entice them because they were just saying, I'm not going. And that's not fair to the fans. That's what All-Star Weekend's supposed to be. It's for the fans.
Right.
So to see a great product on TV, if you want to watch it, do it.
It's not like they're going for the most tackles in the Pro Bowl either.
Yeah, no, the all of
like, whoo, he broke away.
Baseball's not fun. You don't want to get hurt. You don't want to throw. It's all those things.
In the defense of baseball, though, it does mean something.
Yeah,
out of all of them, winner of that game gets home field advantage in the World Series. So, I mean, they try to a certain extent.
You need to end the Pro Bowl too, though, because you need to have 3 weeks between the end of the playoff run to Super Bowl and have play it in between. I mean, you have to do something different.
Right, but don't put it, because they put it afterwards after Super Bowl for a while, and then there was no
interest. That's nothing.
I do like some of the stuff they were doing with the Pro Bowl, I guess, extras, if you will.
Right.
I mean, they were doing it was in the same vein as the slam dunk competition, but it was the catch competition. You they had their guy thrown to them, and if he did a somersault in the air, or if he jumped off the lighting rig that was there and stuff like that.
Not as bad,
but it was cool. And the quarterbacks trying to, and they even had defenders, but they're trying to throw through the Swiss cheese wall, if you will. Some of them are really good. Some of them were not.
No. It would be, it's just, it's worn out as welcome. And these guys, if you get hurt at the Pro Bowl game, I mean, it's just, that's your season for a lot of these guys. In the NBA, they weren't going to, it used to be that NBA All-Star game. I mean, they were fouling and they're like, they don't see that the league changed the All-Star game. I mean, nobody was watching it. It was on tape delay until Magic and Larry came. And Magic and Larry didn't like to lose at anything.
No.
And then Michael came, and Michael didn't want to lose at anything.
Right.
And now you have a bunch of guys that
don't want to get
hurt. Where's my money? And I'll show up, take some pictures, but I don't care if I win.
Right.
And what I like about some of the guys is LeBron tries to give the crowd something. Steph's not taking, he's not standing on the 3-point line shooting 3-pointers. He's shooting them from 30 feet.
Right.
So, that part is good, but yeah, it's old, and it's not that it needs to go away, because people like it, but it doesn't have the same, it's not the same anymore.
Right, it is, but you know what? It's, for some reason, maybe it's this show or my sons, my nephews, or whatever. I watched a lot more than I used to.
See, that was the part that we used to do. We would sit there and debate on, well, this is why he's better, and this is, because,
oh my Lord,
I guarantee you that all of our youngsters think differently of the people that we think.
Oh, it's passionate.
Yeah, I mean, my sons are adamant, and I think they just do it now.
You have a 50-some-year-old talk about Michael Jordan and have a 20-some-year-old talk about LeBron, and it gets heated.
It does get heated. And, my ending to all that, when LeBron gets his own shoe and his own clothing company and other people in the NBA wear it, then you've been somewhere. There you go. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Last segment coming up after this break.
Project Shine is revealed. Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Last segment tonight. Hope everybody gets home safe. Crazy drive in this morning.
Yeah, I know. My 5-block commute to work is horrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans, along with 101.3 FM. It's nice to have FM back in here. Wednesday, tomorrow, you and I has a game against Indiana State. Pre-game's at 5:30, so my show gets interrupted. So I will see everybody. We will be here for Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on Thursday. From 4 to 6, so there you go.
You were saying, because it's Loyola, UNI, Missouri State, and Drake.
Yep, those four.
Yeah, because there was the one we couldn't remember. I think it was Missouri State.
Missouri State was the one, yep.
Yeah.
You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Want to thank all the sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Laser Home Services, BetMGM, and Woodman Controls, new today. Glad they got to be a part of the show.
Iowa Skilled Trades. With
Iowa Skilled Trades, yeah. Once again, that's April 13th. So we have, we'll do a lot of build up to that because it means a lot for both of us. So
yeah, it's a good deal.
It's a huge deal, and that'll be a lot of fun. Let's see. We talked a lot about the coaches, Juwan Howard. I think we came to – I think it was a fair – I think the only person that kind of got off with nothing is the assistant coach for Wisconsin.
I agree.
And whatever. I think Juwan Howard will come back stronger than that. I think we both agree the handshake line needs to stay put. If you don't have enough humility that you can't go through that line and not do stuff like that.
It's a teaching tool.
Absolutely. Let's see. NBA All-Star game. It was okay.
Like I said, I mean you've got a basketball game that was 160 to 163.
It's crazy.
I don't think there was a defensive player of the game.
No.
Steph Curry did get MVP of the game.
Yes. We talked a little bit about women's soccer getting a pretty good deal and equal pay.
Well, back pay and future pay.
And future pay. So the women's national team, men's national team. The women's national team is the one that's bringing home trophies, so that makes a difference.
I mean,
it should make a difference anyway.
Seen more commercials, probably know more names off the women's national team than we do the men's.
What else do I – just quickly, we talked a little bit about Phil Mickelson and golf and
yeah, we talked off the air on that.
Here's the crazy thing, if you haven't heard. There was Saudi Arabia's trying to get people to come over. And we're offering some pretty outrageous money. I think some of the people kind of got spooked a little bit because they couldn't define the money and where the money was going to come from.
Yes.
And blah, blah, blah.
There's, also some, it's an insane amount of money and they were going to guarantee $20 million pots. They were going to do in Asia, the Middle East, America, I forget what it was, but there was going to be a lot. And
which is a huge deal for some of these guys they want to move their product into those places.
There is some, how do I say this delicately? There is some verbiage to the treatment of humans in that region.
Very much so.
Where the money may be coming from. So,
and they weren't asking the women's tour to come over and start a new tour.
Right.
So
I think
I said
these tour. So as Phil was being very outspoken with, look, you guys are making a lot of money with PGA. We're making a tiny little fraction. I can go over and I can get this pot, all these things. He was doing it as a trying to open some eyes. And then I think some doors got opened more than people expected and went, you really want to hitch your wagon to that?
Right. And I think that I didn't used to be a Phil Mickelson fan, but I am. Phil Mickelson's biggest problem that he's had from day one is he had to play golf against Tiger Woods.
Right.
And there was a point in time, and I think this is when Tiger's, when the first injury and some of the stuff came up, and Tiger's like, wow, man, I've had all these people and I really don't have any friends. I need to change who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened, so Phil was this lovable guy and Tiger was the,
Lovable persona.
Persona, right.
And Tiger dropped the F-bomb when he missed a putt.
Right.
And that's what people saw.
That's what they saw. But when you look at your Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, everybody except for Bryson DeChambeau, because Bryson DeChambeau is going to do what he wants to do and he doesn't care.
He doesn't know that he's doing something different.
That's he doesn't. He's a different cat. He looks at things differently.
Yes.
And you have Phil. When you look at Morikawa and all those guys I just mentioned,
right?
You know the first thing they said, "What's Tiger think? What's Tiger doing? What's?"
Exactly.
I mean, that is it. Is Tiger has gone from, you know, being Tiger and, you know, never talking to anybody to being like a big brother to all of these guys.
Okay, Tiger turned into the rudder of the PGA because of where he went. The fans fled, and that's where the money went.
Yep, and still to this day, same.
Right, but it's now these guys are like, okay, what would Tiger do?
Yep.
And because I don't know that he's going to be Tiger again.
Never. Right? Not never. I would never say never for him. But no, he's not going
to
be like he
I
was.
I don't think we have to worry about it. Watching his son play with him with every mannerism and
oh my gosh,
club twirl and everything.
That,
so
that is a dad's dream. Right?
You're gonna you're gonna
have your son emulate you.
Right. You're gonna get more of your Woods fix, if you know what I mean. But it's Tiger has the brand. He has the Tiger brand. He knows how to create. You know, I mean, he's gone through his own bumps and in the road, if you will. That a driver will break a back window of a Navigator. But he seems to work his way out of it. You go back to, I like watching him golf.
Yeah, and it's not easy to be him, and right. You know, it's not.
It's the pressure of being,
so much.
It's the face of an enterprise.
Yeah, and he, you know, they talk about purses, and mm-hmm. the reason that purses are so high, Tiger Woods.
Right.
You have somebody who won a tournament, and it was their second win at this tournament. And they had now done it for three times, and they were so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And they said, do you know who holds the record for doing it the most times? And he's like, no, how many is that? And he said, Tiger did it 24 times. And it was Colin Morikawa, and he just looked at the guy and went, really? 24 times?
Right.
I mean, some of these kids would be happy if they ever get to win 24 right. tournaments. And he won 24 tournaments, the same tournament 2 years in a row.
What's the dispute between some of the players and the PGA right now is, yeah, you're paying us, the pot is a good sized pot, but you are making exponentially more
right.
money than we are.
They don't get TV money. They don't get, right. I mean, they're not there to see the course set up by the PGA. They're there to see the players play. And that makes a difference.
What's going on? What do you say every time with the MLB? Billionaires fighting with millionaires.
Yep. And sooner or later, the public's going to get smart and say, okay, maybe I'm mad because I played baseball in Little League and they shouldn't be making that much money. And then you go, and how? I mean, that's no different than some of the people saying it. They're working for Goodyear or for somebody, and right. the corporation makes so much more money. And you're fighting against the guys you shouldn't be fighting against.
It's the teeter-totter of adulthood.
Yep. You have to learn that, you know, the PGA doesn't make any money.
Right.
If we're not willing to watch somebody do something that none of us can do.
Exactly.
I mean, that's that thing. And you know, you had your Jack Nicklauses and stuff like that. And that, you know, that's what Tiger did. Tiger saw Jack and said, I have to do that. Mm-hmm. These guys are looking at Tiger and go, I'm never touching what he did on the course. I want to do what he's doing off the course. So I will follow him everywhere right. he goes. To figure out how to get my own clothing line, how to get my, right. he's catching up to a lot of people that have been doing it on developing golf courses.
Right.
And he's, I mean, I saw pictures of him out on a tractor making sure that the stuff
and what
was right.
And who was the one that we always, is Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus had those two courses.
Right. And it's the thing we always talk about with there's arrogance and confidence that becomes self-promotion.
Yep.
You look at your Tom Brady has the TB12 brand.
Yep.
Okay. That's because it's Michael Jordan is, I mean, he's the pinnacle of self-advertising. But even somebody like Dennis Rodman created almost a negative persona with himself. But then you got those people that watched to see him. What's he going to do? They didn't necessarily watch him because of fans. But it's the ones that learn how to self-promote. You've got you know.
I just thought Slater. His last name Slater, the surfboard dude. Nobody cares about watching somebody on the surfboard, but everybody bought his clothing. And is that his name? Last name Slater.
You talking OP brand?
Well, I don't know if it was OP brand, but I just know that he had his own. I mean, he went.
The only Slater I know is Saved by the Bell. So you threw me on that one. So.
Only Slater I know is Gary Slater, who runs the Iowa State Fair.
Yes, you do.
There you go.
Is that the music already?
It is. That was the quickest 2 hours I think we've ever had. And we didn't even really have that much to talk about.
It's
that time of
year. And we were worried that football wasn't going to be on.
I know. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I will be back Thursday. Steen on Sports with Scott and Steen. Thursday.
See ya.
Here's a look at